Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 21, we head to the South Caucasus. The Armenian capital of Yerevan has many a fine structure to its name, but there is one that draws the attention like no other, the Cascade, the brainchild of a group of pioneering modernist architects from the 1960s. It happens to be the favourite hangout spot of Monocle's very own Alexei Korolyov when he's in town.
Yerevan is a city high above sea level, surrounded by even higher land and, of course, mountains. But there are heights within the city too. This is the Cascade, a gigantic marble and stone stairway going up some 120 metres, and I'm almost at its very top. There's a fantastic and frankly rather giddy-making view of Yerevan from up here, and on fine, clear evenings like this of Mount Ararat across the Turkish frontier, the sacred mountain for all Armenians. On the steps there are neatly trimmed hedges and the occasional fountain, and in front of the complex down below, a sculpture park featuring works by Fernando Botero, Jaume Plensa, Lynn Chadwick and Barry Flanagan. And everywhere, great multitudes of people. The Cascade is the focal point of Yerevan's social life, its Vanity Fair, offering a good old panorama of Armenian society. From frustrated youths looking for a hookup to listless middle-aged men deep in somber thought, hello, to noisy giggling children, to fretting mamas, to bulky businessmen sipping the sour Armenian coffee, to young girls in their finery, to toothless, wise old men, to repatriated English-speaking Armenians, here to breathe new life into this very, very old city. This place is quite literally a crowd puller, and that's why I come here too. Because of its pivotal location in the centre of Yerevan, the Cascade has also been the natural meeting place for all manner of dissidents and protesters. Last summer, as the government announced plans to sharply increase electricity prices, tens of thousands occupied the nearby Begerman Avenue. When not fighting the police, the protesters would gather here in one of the Cascade's numerous cafes to deplore Armenia's staggering inequality. Around a third of the population lives below the poverty line. The Cascade itself is a case study of mismanagement and chronic underfunding that has characterized big projects in Armenia both in Soviet time and during renewed independence. Construction on this project began in 1971, but it was not finished until the mid-2000s, when the government handed over the entire complex to businessman and philanthropist Jared Kafeshchan. In 2009, Kafeshchan concluded this long process by inaugurating an eponymous contemporary art centre inside the Cascade. But of course, it's not just the high culture that attracts the crowds. It's the opportunity to see and be seen by others, to participate in life's busy parade. And the Armenians have mastered this to perfection.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolyov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.